Well, next up on KCRW, we are pleased to welcome White Denim to our studios. Good morning, guys.
Hiya.
Morning.
How are you?
Doing well.
Everything cool over there? We've been eavesdropping a little bit. You sound great.
Thank you. So. It kind of caught us by surprise. We thought we had another 2 minutes to
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, yeah. Should I come back?
No, okay, great. Good. It's good to talk to you.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming through. And I mentioned the show at the Palladium with Wilco, so that's awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah, but ahead of that, you will be joining us for KCRW's big holiday extravaganza, so we really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so that's December 2nd and 3rd. So why don't we get a little preview in advance of the big show in December with your first set. It's White Denim live on KCRW.
Thank you.
All right. That's White Denim live on KCRW. The album is D. You can see them live at the Glass House in Pomona tonight. Also, as part of KCRW's benefit concerts in December, they're on the bill for December 2nd, a Friday night at the Orpheum Theater. And lastly, opening for Wilco January 24th at the Hollywood Palladium. Tickets going on sale for that show tomorrow. Phew. All right. So we have James, Austin, Steve, and Josh in studio, White Denim. Very nice, fellas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very nice. So I got to be honest, you know, my enthusiasm for your band comes really directly from the quality of the record. I don't know a whole lot about your background. I know you're from Austin, Texas. But, you know, do tell. Give us a little background.
Well, Josh and Steve and I got together in 2006, right? Right, fellas?
Five.
Yeah, 2005. We've been kind of working on records at Josh's house since then, just kind of getting to know each other and figuring out what we can do.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And are you actually from Austin?
No, we're all from various places.
Yeah. I mean, did you go to Austin because you knew it would be, you know, good for the music and for writing? And
yeah.
I thought it'd be a place to get away.
I mean, it is renowned as you know, the capital of something.
Yeah.
Texas.
Yeah, it's the capital of Texas.
Well, you know, there is a lot of intricacy in your music that we hear, and also watching you perform, it's really cool. It feels like a musical conversation's going on.
Thank you.
Kind of intense, really. Is that practice, or is that chemistry, or is that obsession, or...?
I think it's...
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think it's a fair combination of both, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool how you're kind of bouncing back and forth. And Austin, I want to ask you in particular, you know, we have some guitar aficionados here over on this side, and everyone's kind of interested in your style is kind of unique,
thanks.
Man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I take that as a compliment. Definitely. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Are you talking about his hair gel?
There's a lot in it today.
No, man. I mean, it's really cool. Are you kind of a trained musician with what's your background in playing?
Yeah, I went to school to learn how to play for a while and ended up not finishing, but just experience and playing. And I'd been a fan of this band for a long time prior to joining. I joined about a year ago actually, and so watching these guys play and getting kind of inside of what they're doing, as you said, it's really conversational. So getting into that dialogue and learning the vocabulary of this band was really exciting and fun, and it, to be honest, man, I just have a great time and try to hang on when we're playing.
It's good. Well, let's talk about D specifically. This is actually the fourth album for White Denim, but tell us about the process, you know, what went into making this album.
Josh, you wanna field that one? I'll come in.
Yeah. We made a lot of records. I don't know if it's proper to say on the fly, but that's a really short way of putting it. Like, James would come in with ideas and we'd start working them before we practiced them. So this one, he got a lot of the ideas good and together and then forced us to learn them and practice them before we started recording them, which was huge for the outcome of the record, I think. And, you know, we sat in a really nice studio on the lake and got to record a tape, do live takes. Like, there was a lot of prep work that went into the record.
So more of a plan of attack going in.
Yeah, I'm acting like it's a real like
unique process. Yeah. We've made this is the first time that we've properly made a record, I think.
Yeah, I don't mean to talk about it like no one's ever done it before either.
Well, no, we're interested.
We rehearsed and tracked a tape machine.
Do you typically start, you know, with music or lyrics or an idea?
I think that it's music, you know. It kind of goes both ways, really.
Sure.
But yeah, I think it's generally changes in a melody and trying to figure out what I can do vocally with that. Kind of words tend to emerge from a piece of music.
And have songs, you know, kind of evolved and changed as you've taken them out on the road and playing them live for people?
Yeah, yeah. As you can probably tell, we're a little bit restless musically. So I think that that's one of the exciting things about being in this band is that we're all flexible and interested in seeing how far we can push the tunes, and you know, we definitely allow one another a lot of space to modify parts and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, it feels like good things are happening for you, so we're happy for you.
Thank you.
And I mentioned the Wilco show. That's got to be kind of a dream come true.
It definitely is. I think that unanimously they're our favorite contemporary band and have been for a while, one of them at least. We're thrilled. We met him at Sasquatch Festival, and we got off the stage, and they were there, and I think that all of us... kind of had a quiet freak out moment there. He was like, "Hey, I'm Jeff," and I was like, "Whoa, of course I know that fella."
And is that an extensive tour?
It's extensive enough. We're actually, I think we're doing like 7 California dates.
Cool.
I mean, we're loving it. We looked at it. I think we don't have it's a luxurious tour for us, like driving wise and all that kind of stuff. So it's, I think we're spending 19 days on the West Coast. So it'll be really great. We're nice. Used to trying to do the whole thing in 8 days. So nice. It'll be nice. Well, see the country.
A quick reminder that show with Wilco is set for January 24th, and I believe that is the first and only date we've heard of Wilco in Los Angeles in support of this brand new album. So a lot of interest there. So tickets on sale tomorrow for that. And also, I want to mention the big benefit show for KCRW, which is Friday, December 2nd. You'll be on stage with Jimmy Cliff, Brett Denon, Other Lives, Fool's Gold, Mia Doy Todd. So kind of an eclectic grouping of artists, but thank you for being a part of that.
Oh, of course. Thanks for inviting us. We're really excited about that.
Cool. Excited about Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah. Excited about Brett Denon. That's going to be a fun night.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's head into your second set. And also, I want to mention we're going to have tickets at the top of the hour for the show tonight at the Glass House, along with autographed copies of the album D. Our guests live in studio, White Denim on KCRW. Wow. That was totally rad.
Thanks.
And I am very selective about my usage of rad.
Rad, yeah.
Excellent. Well, so, hey, that's White Denim, everybody. And we're pleased to welcome them at our holiday benefit show, December 2nd at the Orpheum. So please join us. Tickets at kcrw.com. Also, tonight at the Glass House in Pomona. In fact, we have tickets for that show if you'd like to attend. Also, autographed copies of the album D along with these tickets. So if you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, give us a call at 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs and tickets available to our current members only, first come, first served basis, and they're non-transferable. You must call now in order to win. Well, we do have time for an encore.
Okay.
So you want to set this up? What are you going to play for us?
What do you guys want to do? Drug?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do this tune that we wrote called Drug.
Cool. It's nice to meet you guys, and we'll see you in December.
All right. Thank you very much.
Big thanks to White Denim for stopping through this morning. Also, thanks to Ray Guarna, sound engineer today. Sounded great. Joe Jagannow, sound intern. Robert LaFond, web video producer. Special thanks to Mark Zara and to MyGo. Also, our thanks to Will Aqua Buddha Bentley, production assistant. That's funny. Ariana Morgenstern, the producer of Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Jason Bentley with you 9 to noon here on KCRW for MBE.